This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Where is Lizard Lick, North Carolina? Well, it's in Wake County, and it's on True TV.
You ready to get licked?
We got repossession papers on this car.
Hell no.
You're not taking nothing from here.
The good old boys are back.
Go, Ronnie, go!
I'm trying!
And you never know.
Behind you, Bobby.
What they're gonna pull next.
We're gonna need a bigger truck.
Anything could happen at the Lick.
Call. Don't miss the return of True TV's hit show.
You're gonna love it more than a fat tick likes a lazy dog.
Lizard Lick Towing. An all-new season tomorrow at 10 on True TV.
Lizard Lick Towing, one of the biggest hits on True TV. Lizard Lick is an unincorporated area near Zebulon in Wake County. Lizard Lick Towing stars Ron Shirley, his wife Amy, his friend Bobby, and from time to time Amy's assistant, Big Juicy. And together they repossess cars and mix it up with area residents. And so there's a festival called Lickapalooza, which is going to happen in Lewisburg this Saturday. But first, Ron Shirley joins me in the studio. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Tell us about this show and how it came about.
Well, you know, my wife is a former world champion power lifter. She's a licensed mortician, and she's a mixed martial arts fighter. And when you throw that in the pot with a town called Lizard Lick and a guy like me with a Sonic the Hedgehog haircut, you got a reality show.
But who talked to who first? Did you approach True TV?
They actually came to us, and they said, you know, we want to put your wife on Wife Swap because she's tougher than a $3 pig steak. I said, your problem is she's meaner than a rattlesnake with a loose tooth, and she ain't doing it. And she did. She said, we're very Christian-oriented, and we're very family-oriented. And she said, I'm just not going to put my kids through that. And they said, well, can we send a cameraman down just to film you? And we said, yeah. So the next week, some guy came from the Bronx, told me he was tougher than Tarzan feet. 3 hours later, he got shot at. 6 hours later, we had a contract.
Wow. So the show, and whose idea was it? Did you really have a towing company?
Oh, yes. We've been in business over 20 years. We've been one of the largest independent repossession companies in North Carolina for about 12 years now. And we're full-service towing. We do, salvage, rotation calls. We work for the general public, motor club. So we're a pretty large company to be independently owned.
All right. And so the idea is that you repossess cars and people get mad at that and then they beat you up and yell at you.
Well, yeah, but we repossess anything that flies, floats, sinks, or rolls.
Okay.
I mean, you name it. We've done dialysis machines, live deer, cars, boats, trucks, planes. We do it all.
You repossessed a live deer?
63 live deer.
Wow. Wow. And you didn't tow them, though?
We tranquilized them and released them. And I'm going to tell you what, that was probably the most interesting repo I've ever done.
And your wife is tough. And you do get into a lot of fights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So when did that idea come up? I mean, you're talking back and forth. You say, well, obviously an interesting combination. You're talking to TV producers, and they say, let's make this show happen.
Yeah, I think what really sold them on the show is when they came down and spent a couple of hours with us, they saw that we were real people. And we don't have scripts and we don't have writers, which is what blows most people's minds. So when you've seen blood on our show, it's our blood. We're bleeding. When you've seen us in the hospital, when my leg got tore up, the meniscus, when Bobby got cut, when I got stabbed, all that was real. And I think the fact that you've got a bunch of just middle-class American working people who are country's cornflakes and gooder and grits, I mean, we're not trying to pretend to be something we're not. I talk the way I talk, Bobby acts the way he acts, and Amy is what she is. And I think that's what sold them, and I think that's why the fans love us so much.
But those scenes cannot be live without rehearsal because nobody seems to notice there's a TV camera. And I would think that in that situation with a gun, you might just push the camera once.
Probably 80% of what you've seen on the show has been real and live. And it's amazing. We have a lot of stuff that doesn't make show because our cameramans get beat up and hurt. They still wear bulletproof vests. If you'll look on the show, it's a lot of times though when they acknowledge the camera, they cut that out. You know, a scene might last 10 minutes and you might see 90 seconds. So they cut it and edit it in such a way that you really don't see the full spectrum. And a lot of time the people calm down and you don't see that. And so, you know, they cut it and edit it so that you see what TV, you know, what people on TV are dying to see. But there's a lot more behind the scenes that actually happen. And a lot of times we actually end up making friends with these people.
Well, dying to see, that's one thing. Real people doing real things. And yet, Ron, it does give me a feeling that what real people do, particularly if they're a little poor, if they haven't had the economic advantages that a lot of other people have, that what those poor people do is fight and yell, and they just got miserable lives from beginning to end because by the time I'm done, there's not a happy moment in the show.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of shows where we have some great moments. unfortunately, TV doesn't seem to take, the general public doesn't seem to take to wanting to see the moving moments. But last year they were very gracious and they showed a fact where we had a guy that was an amputee, he was former military, and we actually paid his truck off for him. And, you know, just because you're having bad times doesn't mean you're bad people. And
well, let me stop you there, because you're absolutely right, and we're seeing people who we rarely do see on TV, and yet I'm going to come back to this, Ron. I'm only seeing one little thin aspect of their life, the fact that they can't pay their bills, and I'll be honest with you, that's the one thing I love seeing: real people talk the way they really talk, and people I rarely see reflected. But the fact that I'm only seeing this one dimension of their life, I'm thinking, oh my, and people are watching this thinking that's all they are.
Yeah, and you know, the reason we're so active on our Facebook, our Twitter, the reason we're so active with our fans is so we can tell you the behind the scenes story. The reason I wrote the book is so you can see more people, more of their lives, more of what goes on in the situations. And every year we have a chicken picking that we invite everybody to. We have a free festival at Lizard Lick, the Lizard Lick Festival, we invite everybody to. And a lot of times, a lot of the people you see, even on the show, and other people we repossess that you don't see on the show, come to these festivals, and people actually get to meet and congregate, and we try to give back, because that's the thing, is that you know, we try to empathize and sympathize with everybody.
The book is called The Wit and Wisdom of Ron Shirley, Lizard Tales, and it is full of Ronisms, which we have a little selection of right here. Let's listen.
I was more happy to see her than a blind dog in a meat house.
I mean, that goes together like molasses and butter.
It'd be really slick on this boat, slick and grease and a barbecue biscuit.
The problem was that boy couldn't get his head out of his tail far enough to see things from my point of view.
I tell you what, brother, if that right there was a tornado, you better go back to tornado school and learn how to throw some gale force winds, because my old lady hits harder than that right there.
It didn't matter to me if it was a stripper or a hipper or a flipper. I'd have repoed a dolphin.
Any man can drive a tractor, but it's no fun plowing without your hoe.
Well, there we go. Ron Shirley, that is from Lizard Lick, the TV show. He's got a book called The Wit and Wisdom of Ron Shirley. And, Ron, I swear you got more down-home country sayings than a hot tub full of banjo players. You don't really talk that way. You don't have all those.
Yeah, I really do. I come up with them. If you sit around and talk to me, most of my friends get annoyed by it all the time. But when we were growing up, you know, I cussed a lot. And once I got saved, I had to find a way not to cuss. Mm. So I started coming up with these little Ronisms. And then in these situations with repos, when people come out and they're madder than a fire ant's nest in a flash flood, well, when they come at you and they want to hit you, they want to fight you, well, you can be tough and be mono-a-mono and throw your testrogen up and whatever. Or you can look at them and say, Bo, you'd rather have a knife fight with Freddy Krueger in a phone booth. And they start laughing and they start thinking. And it's a way to start a conversation. And so it's turned out that it's just become part of my vernacular. It's become part of my everyday vocabulary. And what I've done now is I've actually started putting wisdom in it. So with my children, and when I meet kids, I love working with children. Instead of telling a kid, treat people like you want to be treated, you look at a kid and tell them, you know, even a dog knows the difference in being stepped on and kicked. And they'll remember that.
You are an ordained minister. There's a lot of cussing on there. I mean, it gets bleeped out, but there's a lot of cussing on the show.
There is, but none by me and none by Amy. And, you know, I think the biggest part of, I think Christianity, which is what I believe. And, you know, I don't knock any other religions. I think everybody should have a religion. And I think that the religion, Christianity, is so misconstrued because of Christians. And I think Gandhi said it best. Gandhi said, it's not Christianity I don't like. It's your Christians I don't like. Mm-hmm. I love your Christ because your Christians are nothing like him.
Yeah.
And the reason they cuss, they yell, they scream, and we still love them. It's not my job to judge them. It's my job to love them. And that's, as long as you love people and accept them for who they are, man, God will clean them up. I ain't worried about the rest.
See, that's now you're pointing to the show I really want to see. The show I want to see is where you're repoing the car, and the person who you're taking it from is upset, and you're rolling around in the trash bags or whatever, and finally one of you looks at the other and says, hey, how about that predatory loan that got me in this mess? Let's go to the bank boardroom and we'll mix it up with some of the board members.
And I'm 100% for that. I sure wish they would put that on TV because, you know, it's a shame. We do a lot of repossessions from people actually who have the money to make the payments but just want to get over on the system. And you have that. But then you have the other ones who are trying everything they can and they've just been taken advantage of. And those are the ones you want to help. Those are the ones that, you know, when you're done, you sit down and say, look, here's your best way out of it, and here's what I recommend. You're paying a loan at X amount of interest. Here's a way to refinance it. Here's something you can do. Here's a way to lower your payments and not get caught up for 5 years. So, you know, we'd love to try to talk to them and give them advice, and I would love to see a show like that.
Are there many predatory loans? Do you repo from people who have been the victims of predatory loans, do you think?
You know, the out-of-state title loans are really harsh on people. The interest rate's around 313%, and I think what happens is when people go take a loan out, they need money, and they don't read the fine print. And so they're like, I can get $500 at $30 a month. They don't realize they're paying back $4,500 because all they see is the $40 a month. And, you know, on behalf of the loan company, they say, well, we put it in ink. But on behalf of the people, you know, nobody explains that to them. So I feel bad when I show up in a yard and a mom has put her car up and she's single and she's got two kids and she was trying to buy Christmas and somebody's gave her $1,000 and they want $4,000 back.
Mm.
You know, fair is fair. And there's no need to take advantage of people, because when you start taking advantage of people, then what you teach them is it's okay for them to take advantage of people, and it becomes a repetitive cycle. And so I really hate to see that. But my job is to do repossessions. And, you know, a postman's job is to deliver mail. So whether he's delivering a check that's going to get you out of debt or whether he's delivering a foreclosure notice, he delivers the mail.
Yeah, but you don't – I mean, you don't have to have that job. You can do other things, and you're a minister.
Well, you know, I firmly believe that God put me in this profession for a reason, and that's to reach people. And so the job that I do and the show and the platform are something that I believe I'm here for a reason. So I believe that overall it serves a greater purpose. And so I don't question it. I do it. I just try to find the places where I can love and help. And, you know, and off camera, we prefer doing that, because when you start bringing attention to that, then people say, oh, he's trying to do PR. Oh, he's trying to just make himself look good. So we like to do it kind of under the covers, behind the scenes. And, you know, when people do receive help, when you do it very quietly where nobody knows, they're more apt to accept it, because pride is a hard pill to swallow.
Couldn't that be a show, that idea of reconciliation? I mean, that's a wonderful story when somebody's all hard-headed and they're going in the wrong direction and somebody shows them some love and everything turns around. We've done stories like that in this program. We get more email about that kind of a story than probably anything else we do.
Well, I tell everybody, if life was fair, the horse would get to ride half the time. And, you know, I would love to see that show. And that's why we have the chicken picking, like I said, and that's why we do the ministry's the Dirt Church. And that's where we just go out and preach the gospel and the blessings and try to show love. So I would love to see a show like that. And I think America would love to see a show like that. The problem is, I don't think the TV industry wants to see a show like that.
No, here's the one the TV industry wants. Let's listen.
Yes, I am going to get my car.
Ma'am.
Look, I tried to be nice when I
came. And I tried to be very nice.
I already think lien holders. I don't understand why I can't get my mother's car.
I'm trying to do something.
A little clip from Lizard Lick. Ron Shirley, the star of that show, is here. His book is called The Wit and Wisdom of Ron Shirley, Lizard Tales. Have there been really scary moments? Have there been moments when you were really afraid for your life?
Does a one-legged duck swim in a circle? You know, every time you go out and you deal with young kids, single mothers, or anybody drinking liquid courage, it becomes very scary. And anytime you have a language barrier, that becomes scary. Communication is the key to any situation. And when you can't communicate, be it be anger, be it be lack of communication because you don't speak the language or they don't speak the language, those situations get out of hand very quickly.
Do you have the right to police protection when you do what you do?
No, we do not. We do not. We're not allowed to carry any type of protection, no mace, no firearms, no sticks, anything. And if you call the police out on a repossession, you immediately have to leave. All the laws protect the consumer. So, you know, in a lot of ways, these companies that are trying to help people get on their feet and get cars and stuff, in a lot of ways, whether people see it or not, they get taken advantage of, because a lot of people buy a car, they'll lock it in the garage, and they won't pay for it. And they have the means to pay for it, or they just don't want to pay for it, or a tire will blow and they'll get mad and they'll be like, I'm not paying the lien holder. Lien holder has very little repercussion. If we don't do a repossession, which is a civil matter, then it's about a 6-month court process. Then you have to have the police serve the people, and then they have 30 days to turn over the property. So by the time you get the property back, you know, it's beat up as a bumblebee in a bucket of tar.
Also, I saw you at one episode, you had a locksmith come and make keys. Can actually do that?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, locksmith can come right out on set and make keys. Once you have a repossession paper and it's a civil matter, basically what you don't want to do is damage the person's car. So we try to find ways to do it without damaging cars. You know, why bust a window out when you can cut a key or slim jim it? Or, you know, a lot of times they'll change the ignition and it'll be blocked in where you can't tow it. So we'll get a key cut for it and we'll just drive it out.
Do you do things any differently now that you're carrying a camera crew with you?
I do not. I really do not do anything any differently than I do any other day, because my deal with the camera crew is you let me be me and who I am, and you be you and who you are. And I'm gonna handle the situation the way I want to handle the situation. And, you know, sometimes it takes us a long time to film. That's why people are so upset, because a lot of these shows on TVs are putting out, you know, 50 shows a year. Well, we're lucky if we do 26. And that's why it takes so long to film them.
I made this comparison early in the program between Mayberry and Andy Griffith, which used to be the portrayal, and now this is what we're seeing in North. I mean, do you get a sense that maybe people are getting the wrong idea about North Carolina?
You know, I get a lot of slack a lot of times. People say, you know, y'all are making North Carolina look like dumb rednecks, and y'all are making North Carolina look like, you know, just backwoods folks. But you know what? I honestly believe that you know, you take your own view of what you want, and you can make your own opinion of what you want. But before you judge, old Indian saying is, before you judge me, walk a mile in my moccasins. You know, come live a day with me and Lizard Lick and see just how dumb I make people. You know, I know that they might portray me as not being the most intelligent individual in the world, but, you know, it would surprise people at the actual just the vocabulary that I have, and the way that I can interact with so many different people on so many levels of social classes. And, you know, I think the problem is people are just so quick to judge now. Mm-hmm. And I think if we would look at ourselves and judge ourselves before we judge everybody else, that, you know, you would find that there's a lot of good in what people do and what we are. And we're bringing a lot of revenue into North Carolina. We're bringing a lot of traffic into North Carolina. We're bringing a ton of visitors into North Carolina. You know,
well, where are the visitors coming from?
They come down to Lizard Lick. You know, we get anywhere from 800 to 1,800 people a week in that small crossroads. And I had a couple drive in today for Lickapalooza tomorrow. They drove 1,200 miles from Oklahoma, a family of five. We've got 13 states represented at Lickapalooza tomorrow that have drove in from 13 different states. So, you know, we're actually providing a source of revenue for a lot of the local businesses in Wendell, Knightdale, and Zeblin. And so, you know, for us to be characterized as being a bad social impact or bad people to represent North Carolina, I find that amazing. November 29th, we're on Jay Leno, so he don't feel that way.
Well, you never know what he's going for. And I don't think it's intelligent so much. I think everybody questions that. It's the relentless hostility and anger, I think, that probably makes people most uncomfortable.
Well, the thing about that is all the hostility and anger is always from the debtors. You know, most of the time I'm the one getting beat. I don't think you can find an episode where I've ever thrown a punch. Every time there's been a hospital scene, I'm the one in the hospital. So, you know, if anything, we take a beating. Now, Amy stands up for herself in the office, and she's a woman. In America, there needs to be a woman's role model who is tough yet loving, firm, and intelligent. And Amy personifies a modern-day Wonder Woman, a mother of four kids, a mixed martial arts fighter, an independent business owner. And she comes from a single-parent family. So Amy is the epitome of a success story in modern-day America. So, you know, if you're going to draw anything from that in the show, look at that.
Tell us about Lickapalooza. What is that?
Lickapalooza is just an all-day concert. It's a very family-oriented event. A lot of the Lizard Lick crew will be out there. We love spending time with our fans. Our theory is God put us here, fans keep us here. And so tomorrow we have DJ Silver, which is Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan's DJ. We have Low Cash Cowboys, which wrote the song Truck Yeah for Tim McGraw. We have Nash Vegas. Crazy Dave is going to be playing, which Crazy Dave is my mechanic. And he's going to be playing with a guy that used to be the guitarist for Molly Hatchet. And, I mean, it's basically going to be more fun than a short-legged fat pony in Highfield Oaks. I mean, it's going to be a great day of family fun.
Ron, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you, sir.
Ron Jurley, one of the stars of Lizard Lick Towing on True TV. His book is called Lizard Tales, The Wit and Wisdom of Ron Jurley. And you can find him and his crew at Lickapalooza on Saturday. You can check out more at lizardlicktowing.com for more information. Coming up, the Mighty Clouds of Joy live in our studio on the State of Things. Stay tuned.